Today's Brentwood in Business interview on Phoenix FM is proudly sponsored by Brentwood Borough Council and Bennett's Funeral Directors.
In the studio with me this morning, I've got Colin Barber from Brentwood Chamber of Commerce. Morning, Colin.
Morning, Mike. Good to see you again.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
You look terrified.
This microphone stuck in front of my face.
they are a bit. Some radio stations turn them up the other way, so they're not as obtrusive.
I'm sort of looking around the microphone, aren't you?
Looks like you're trying to hide. So you're here from the Chamber of Commerce. Explain to us in layman's terms what the Chamber of Commerce in Brentwood actually does.
Yeah, okay. Well, the Chamber of Commerce is actually a very old established organisation. In fact, we've had a Chamber of Commerce in Brentwood for over 100 years. So obviously the role has changed in that 100 years. But essentially we exist as a voluntary organisation funded by our members to support business in Brentwood and help build business in Brentwood, both in terms of helping our members to grow their businesses, but also helping to attract businesses to Brentwood, because we perceive Brentwood as being an excellent place to do business.
It is fantastic.
And obviously the more people doing business in Brentwood, the better for the borough. So we've sort of got a two-pronged angle, but we do exist primarily for the benefit of our members, because as I say, we are funded by our members, and we encourage all businesses in Brentwood to become members of a Chamber of Commerce, because there are various benefits of belonging to the Chamber of Commerce, not least the opportunity to get to know other businesses. And it's always good if you can do business with local businesses, both in terms of customers and also suppliers as well, and that's something which we very much encourage.
So you touched on something a second ago. You said you'd help them build their business in Brentwood. How would you do that?
Well, we encourage people to, as I say, interact with each other and do business with each other in Brentwood. We run various training seminars to help businesses in Brentwood. We also have a fantastic awards up and running in Brentwood, Brentwood Business Awards, and that really encourages businesses in Brentwood and helps them to grow. It's something we've been running now for the last 4 years, and we've got our 2022 Brentwood Business Awards ceremony coming up just in a couple of weeks' time, actually, at the Brentwood Centre. And that's all about encouraging businesses in Brentwood, encouraging businesses to take a look at themselves, find out what they can do to improve the quality of their business. And just the judging process itself in the Brentwood Business Awards encourages businesses to take a look at the long-term strategy and what they're doing right. And it focuses very much on the positive about doing business and being in business generally.
Just basically talk to each other. That's what you encourage.
I mean, I think I didn't mention, of course, is we do run various events. We have a monthly business breakfast. At the Merry Green Manor Hotel. We also have a Meet the Members, where we ask the members to host the other members of a Chamber of Commerce. So if they've got an area in their office space where they can maybe host about 20 of our members, and we hold an evening where they provide drinks and probably a few nibbles on a Monday or Tuesday evening, and we invite all the other members to come along to see their business, because obviously if you can see someone else's business,
it helps you.
Two things, you're more likely to do business with them if you need to, but also you might get some ideas about how to improve your business, how to run your business. I'm a great believer in not reinventing the wheel. Learn from other people, learn what other people are doing right in business, and copy that. And that's something which we very much promote within the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, I've found out something quite a while ago, which is true. People don't buy a product, they buy a business. So if I trust you in your business, I'm more likely to wander around and find something that you sell that I want. And if I don't trust you, I'll give it a wide berth. Yeah. And it's the same with business in business. I've been running DJing, mobile DJing for years and years and years. And the amount of people I rub shoulders with that give me gigs because they can't handle that particular gig, purely because we know each other and we trust each other. Yeah. And they know they're not going to get a bad name from this.
Yeah, when I was driving here this morning, I don't know why, but I just happened to notice all the estate agent signs, and I was thinking, In a sense, all estate agents are offering the same product, but what differentiates one estate agent from another?
Yeah.
Exactly, as you say, it's a person. All businesses are very much people-orientated, and if you can promote the personality of a business or give it some sort of unique selling point, then it obviously makes the business much more successful. We get a lot of new businesses joining the Chamber of Commerce. It's one of the things that people tend to do when they start off in business. They're not sure exactly how to go about maybe promoting or marketing their business. So we do find, particularly for new businesses, the Chamber of Commerce is very, very helpful in terms of helping guide them along the way and helping introduce them to our business people in Brentwood. And, of course, introducing them to essential services like accountants, lawyers, that sort of thing.
Now, I found the smaller the business, the better quality service you get, which is, that's that close personal contact. Whereas the larger the business, Normally they lose track with what the people walking in the shops are actually looking for, and that personal contact isn't there. Someone's more than likely to bend over backwards to help you if they are affected personally by you buying or not buying a product. Do you find that?
Yeah, it comes down to the word I use is ownership. In literal sense, a small business owner probably does own the business, but in larger businesses, one of the things when I do work, my actual day job is I run training courses and business development courses. And one of the things I encourage in large businesses is to give their staff ownership of the organisation.
Yeah.
Because if you've got ownership, for example, if you own a chain of 200 retail shops, and the staff in the shop don't really care because they think it's all run by head office, they're not going to be committed.
Yes, right.
Whereas if you give each branch what I would call ownership of that individual unit, they're much more encouraged to care about the business. So, yes, it all boils down to someone actually caring about the business and caring about, at the end of the day, caring about whether the customer buys from them or not.
So if there's business owners listening now that think to themselves, yes, I should do this, a little bit more networking and getting to know the businesses around me, how can they get in contact with you and become a member of the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, of course, it's the usual method. Our website, brentwoodchamber.co.uk. They can find all the information about the Chamber on there. They can find out about events, and obviously they can sign up to become members. Also, we do encourage non-members to come along to our events because it gives them a chance to find out a little bit more about the Chamber before they commit themselves to joining. Not that the subscription is very high. I mean, the subscription is actually very low. It starts from £60 for a sole trader per year. So it's a very, very reasonable subscription.
Yeah, it is very reasonable.
We do encourage all businesses in Brentwood to join and to become involved in the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, Colin, I should be putting a link. This interview will go online around about 10:30 this morning.
Wonderful,
and I'll be
you.
Putting a link to your website underneath the interview. So if anybody wants it, they'll just click the link. Once they go to phoenixfm.com and look at the Breakfast Show page, they'll click the link and go straight through to you.
Brilliant. That's great. Thanks very much, Mike.
Thank you so much for coming in, Colin.
Today's Brentwood in Business interview on Phoenix FM is proudly sponsored by Brentwood Borough Council and Bennett's Funeral Directors.